we're still talking to the developer at the moment. We're still in negotiation with the developer. And basically, I mean, the message is the same. Unfortunately, we're not able to report any more at the moment about kind of progress with those negotiations. Things have been going particularly well with one of the funders, which is the Housing Communities Agency. And basically, we're at quite an advanced stage now. And we're expecting a decision in the next sort of few weeks with regard to, you know, an agreement between the developer and the Housing Communities Agency. But basically, they need to gather that funding so they're able to basically complete the development. And there's a time scale within the development agreement which allows them, obviously, to find a scope. And so to some degree, you know, even though kind of it's a two-way process, they've got to get everything into line really before they're actually able to confirm a specific kind of start site date or date for closure of the centre too.
So is it the same issue that's stalling in that the developer ran out of cash to complete the new project? And is that still the case where the developer's trying to get more funds to actually go ahead?
Yes, it's not an issue that they run out of cash. I mean, you'll find that most developers, you know, will take a similar sort of route. I mean, basically they'll, you know, offer a scheme to a client, and then they'll look at the kind of the funding requirements of that scheme. And so, I mean, you know, right the way through this process, the developer hasn't had, you know, sort of £70 million kind of in their back pocket to develop or, you know, develop this whole scheme out. They would always be looking for bank funding. I mean, the key issue really, obviously, is because of the financial downturn, there's not as much money available. Hence the need for the bid for the Housing Communities Agency. But it's not actually the developer's money, it's actually kind of bank funding, and that's quite a common, you know, kind of common approach to funding a scheme like this. So, I mean, that's basically, again, there's a need for kind of more security now as well with senior debt funders. You know, I mean, you have, you know, banks and sort of, you know, major funders aren't just kind of giving out kind of money, perhaps as they would have done, you know, kind of in better times, you know, 18 months ago. So. So I think there's a bit more caution. The processes are quite stringent in terms of, you know, following requirements.
So is there any update on the time schedule as to when this centre will close?
We're still saying, and this is because, you know, this is our understanding as well. Genuinely, it's kind of early in the new year, but we haven't got a date. We can't fix a date. So, you know, unfortunately, I can't say anything.
So what is then the provision for swimmers? Because also Brixton Rec is closing in December and January. So where can people go swimming then?
At the moment, Brixton, we're having the wet side changing room works done. That starts December the 1st till January the 31st. Although the changing rooms are closed, the pool will still be open. So there'll be public sessions. It is a reduced programme, so there won't be, as an example, I mean, there's a public session from 7 till 9 in the morning. There's another one from 12 till 1:30. And then in the evening from 6:30 till 10. So the times in between that is schools only because of the reduced access and the changing rooms. But over the whole Christmas, 2 weeks, it's the same programme as normal, but that will be for the duration of the works. So Brixton still will be available to all Lambeth members who want to go down there. The only other consideration we've got at the moment is we've got Streatham closed. So we're just doing some structural survey work there. Hopefully that would be open as long as it's safe to do so as well.
Hmm. Well, that's good to hear, but Streatham is, or it's right on the other side of the borough, so whereas like Brixton is fine for me to actually get to, it's not too much of a change of routine.
Yeah.
You know, it would be good to have one pool within this side of the borough open.
Yeah.
I think it could be quite poor planning if both Clapham and Brixton are closed at the same time. The reduced hours, it's a good concession to have, but it's not ideal.
Hmm.
There's many people that don't always work the usual 9-to-5 routine. So myself included, so sometimes I've already got that kind of small window maybe between 10 and midday for a swim. And if I can't swim here, I've got my membership card. Streatham is too far for me to go, so it could leave me without anywhere to swim for a couple of months.